morning. It's a very, very great morning to be here with you guys on X-Ray FM at, what time is it now? 7:33. You know? This fine Portland morning with my fine Portland partner.
Oh.
Yeah?
That's me.
Well, let me be clear. You're my partner everywhere, not just in Portland.
I was stuck at the fine part.
We okay. Just, all right. Okay.
We could have just kept it there.
What up, y'all?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
It's cold outside. It's supposed to be warming up this week. This is the news you can use.
Okay.
Warming up means
this week
will be 52 degrees. Yeah, I know that it's Thursday.
Okay. I'm excited.
Well, don't be too excited, Ambush, because I know that you don't love the rain the way that, you know, many others do.
It's true.
And it's coming back next week.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I haven't seen any atmospheric river talk, but, you know.
I don't dislike the rain enough to leave. Enough to be like, harumph, raining. It's just like, you guys get a whole lot here.
It's a little drab out there.
Yeah. You get more than your share.
No, we don't.
Oh. No? This is all the rain we deserve here in the old PD?
How do you expect to be lush? Huh?
Now, okay. Good point.
You want to live dehydrated? You got to go somewhere else.
You're right. We're super lush.
This greenery.
This springtime is unmatched. I just said that to someone a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, let me tell you something right now. No one is messing with us in the spring, bruh. Nobody. They can't see us. Can't see us, bruh.
I don't know what's happening with Slack, but this is not what's up.
So, yeah, I don't mind the rain, but so you're saying it's warming up and then they're going to drop back down?
Yeah, it's going to drop back down next week, and it is going to rain. Michelle says that we have dead air
at
7:35.
How is this happening? Oh, I think I see it. I think I see it.
Now, no one can hear us, but maybe on this playback, you know, Ambush is going to fix it because he's a fix-it guy. You know, he's I don't know what just happened. Let me go take a peek at it. And right now, he's in another studio doing another thing. You guys let us know if you can hear us now. And I don't know what's happening with Slack, but it's completely different and not opening the text messages correctly. I'm going to go ahead and restart that.
How'd you get Michelle's John then? How'd you get it?
Well, I can you can open the text, but it doesn't. It's not just open.
Okay.
It's an attachment now.
Right. Oh, right.
And I don't have enough windows for that. I set this up, you know, I got my ways that I do this over here.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't cooperating.
And that's, yeah, I don't know what this is.
Well, we're back. We're up. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dibs. Y'all is the best. Dibs had said, like, we had dead air, and we did come in to an absence of audio. And
okay, wow.
What? That's the technical term. That's radio speak.
That's radio. Absence of audio is radio speak?
I don't know. I think I'm making a radio speak now.
I like it.
All right. It's advanced radio speak. When I put some music on, a couple minutes later, Dibs was like dead air. And I'm like, there must be a delay in the text because I've been playing stuff here.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. But what had happened was something we haven't dealt with in quite some time. Studio designation. Where's?
Oh, man, that used to be my job.
It used to be. But we didn't have to check it in so long because everything was just, you know, we kind of got into the routine of just, yeah, everything was on Studio B. So situations like that, for anyone that may be listening to our production meeting, what that means is anyone listening online, 9 times out of 10, I think that signal is still going out, but the broadcast, the terrestrial radio, is nothing going there. Or I might have it in reverse. But in any event, we are back.
Good morning, Billy Joe. Billy Joe said, well, you're on the radio here.
Thank you, Billy Joe.
We made it. And Michelle said, you did it!
You guys,
there's
awesome.
Nothing like an incredible gold star.
Yeah.
You know?
First thing in the morning, too?
Man.
You give me them gold stars.
I'm dealing with the interesting situation that is, you know, being with my parents. And their personalities are so interesting.
Yeah, it's a way to put it.
Yeah.
Challenging.
Well. They were before the dementia, you know? They were challenging before. But my mom wants, like, neither one of them have ever, like, tried to figure out what's my love language or how do I like to communicate?
Yeah.
That'd be too much. But my mom needs the gold stars. She needs the words of affirmation. Okay. She needs to know that you recognize, you've asked her to do something. She did the something.
And you recognize it.
Where exactly is my trophy?
I did participate.
I participated.
Hand it over.
The way you asked me to.
It belongs to me.
I won. And my dad wants you to never acknowledge. Don't even acknowledge it. Hey, I'm just living over here. I don't know. What do you...
Hey, what are we doing?
Why are you telling me good job eating? Get out of my face.
That is dick right now.
And I don't know how to deal with it. Because it's... you. I mean, I do. But yeah. I don't. He doesn't want any of that. But also, I need you to know that I noticed.
Yeah.
So then there's my need. Like, I need you to know that I see you. I think that was great.
Yeah.
Hey.
I need that. I need that for my own self.
Yeah.
It's a real clash of the titans here.
Hello. So I'm doing a lot of biting my lip. Looks like you're reading the paper. See you later. Bye. But I'm, you know, then I get to go tell Lily dad ate his whole plate or whatever the thing is that I'm excited about. But I better not tell him or he's going to go on a hunger strike. Mm. You know, like.
Well, he told me last night, they really got you trained, huh? I was like, well, they run a tight ship. And I got some instructions here. I'm going to follow these to the letter. All right.
Oh, my word. They. Can I take a second and just.
Sure.
Give one DJ Ambush some flowers. Lily and I are, you know, toiling away yesterday. And she walks up to me and says, I rarely have my phone on me. Like, it's sitting usually in the linen closet.
And that, the signal in there, the cellular signal in that condo is... Yeah.
Questionable.
Very questionable.
Yeah.
You might get a text from last week in that thing.
No, literally.
Hello, what's going on?
Also, many of my texts to a group say they didn't send, but then people start responding to it.
Right.
And it still says it didn't send.
Right. Like, it's like, do I need to resend it?
But I don't want to flood it with this gift.
Flood the zone.
Yeah. Anyway, flowers for you. Mm-hmm. So Lily comes up to me and says, do you want to cry? And I said, no.
Who says that?
No, I don't. There's too much time spent that way. Mm-hmm. And she was like, but what if it's a good cry? And I was like, I don't know what, you know? And she was like, well, we just received a text message from one DJ Ambush that says, hey guys, I've got an event over by you later today. I can do dinner and night meds if that would be helpful to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Ambush, I don't even know what time this was. What, maybe 2-ish?
I think so.
Something like
that?
Yeah,
it was around 2. Me and Bria just got back from the gym getting gains.
Oh, you went and got gains.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad watched Pain and Gain the other day.
With
you remember
Mark,
that movie?
Mark Wahlberg
Indeed.
And
yes, it was
The Rock?
Yes, it's a Michael Bay film.
Fabulous film. Oh, not like...
I'm not going to call it fabulous.
Fabulous in the way of... Oh, those are the times. I remember Michael Bay doing this thing.
Yeah.
Not like actual cinema. But
I mean,
I threw that thing on. I'd love that.
Some cinematic moments.
Oh, yeah.
You know? My dad.
Baby Gate.
Chose the movie.
My God.
Was so pumped. Watched the entire thing. And I cannot tell you how many times my mom, I heard her say, "Are you watching this?" You can turn it.
They were roided up, right?
Yeah.
Yes. This was so good.
And Tony Shalhoub is in it, and they kidnap him. And Tony Shalhoub is Monk to my mom, right? Like, that's what I'm doing here. Can't kidnap Monk.
Monk can't be kidnapped.
You can't kidnap that guy. He's on the case.
He's got things in him.
Yeah. Anyway, we both started tearing up because, one, every single day with that lady is hard right now.
Yeah, yeah.
She is pushing it to the limit.
Yeah, yeah. She's an F-15 fighter flying around.
I'm telling you. I've never met a defiance like this.
Yeah, I just can't crack her.
I just can't crack this code.
I can't break her.
And there's so much of me that's like, I should know how to do this. Like, I, of all people, should be able to manipulate you to do what I want you to do.
Oh, wow.
And I would not normally be thinking, how can I manipulate this person? But she's my mom, and she's manipulating me.
I need to move you into position so we can get things done, like my day.
Right. Anyway, after our tearing up, and I was like, that's so amazing. I was like, is this, and Lily goes, support? Yeah. Anyway, that really put us in I was like, I'm ready to go now then.
Let's go.
Let's leave.
Let's clock out, guys.
Can we be done? I'm in the middle of 18 projects.
You're like, I'll leave it all. I'm going to finish wiping this table down and we can get my keys.
We can get out of here. We didn't.
That's what I wanted it to
do. Yeah, we didn't do that, but we were both very ready to. There's just, you know, so much work to be done.
Yeah. I wanted it to feel, not that this was the intent, but I was hoping that it felt like the teacher announcing, and tomorrow we got a half day. What?
No, it really was that. But it was more like, you could have a half day today if you want.
Right.
That's what it felt like. Like, that's the school's awesome. Closing at 1 o'clock.
I made a point to be like, if that's helpful, because I don't know what the routine is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what order you guys are doing things in. And I didn't want to assume that just because I was available,
it would be helpful to
you. Yeah. Like, doesn't, bro, you don't know what the program is. You don't know what the Wednesday night program is. They may already be leaving at 6 because they've set certain things up from the day before. Like, you know, I just, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that was able to happen, able to swap out for you guys.
It's absolutely incredible. And, you know, again, I thank you so kindly and also sorry, you know?
You're welcome. Y'all are welcome, my Burns. Morning, Phil. Phil said, good morning, loud and clear over here. And then,
good morning, Phil. Good morning, P-Town.
Good morning, P-Town. Oh, man.
I am
give it to me,
supposed
Jones.
To let y'all know what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
And let me do that. Because some of the, these stories are wild.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun show.
We are going to talk about some of the war time that we're in, you know. Are we going to dodge the draft together? No, we're going to talk about some of the, most recent as of midnight last night. Who knows? Today is a whole new day.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk about decades of misdeeds from Dr. Doobad.
Hmm.
As you don't like my play on Doolittle?
I just don't know who we're talking about.
There's a former pediatrician in St. Louis who was trading scripts.
Oh, that guy.
For SEX and Sexy Picks. I'll take a couple picks for this
scripts.
Or you can just pay me. Yeah. You know, three ways to get your script over here.
A couple of different ways you can pay me.
And then, did a Hawaii doctor take his wife for a death hike?
Incredible.
I'm not sure what I should say about this. Ambush is the one who brought me this story. So I don't know if he's trying to tell me something, but,
absolutely not.
I can't did
Hawaii.
Hey, go to break. there's a trial happening right now. Anesthesiologist. Man, that word is so hard.
You pulled it.
Allegedly tried to push his wife off a cliff in Hawaii on a hike.
Jeez.
And I was listening to the trial last night, listening to her testimony, and there's just really no, that's not what I meant to say. Sorry, let me rewind that. Do defense attorneys forget who they're talking to sometimes? Mm-hmm. Like, I was going to say, it's got to be hard for, you know, to question someone that you are disagreeing with, right? Or that you want to impeach their testimony.
Right.
But my word, this is a person who there's photos of her face bashed in there, and he's like, you didn't have any fractures, right?
Oh my God.
So how I was about to start was, there's no good way to question, you know, a victim of physical or sexual assault or, you know, and no, that's not true. There are good ways to question people. Yeah. There are also adversarial ways to question people. And it definitely was that energy.
That's what it sounds like. But did he kill you?
Literally.
I mean, you're still
like
here,
you're still alive.
Right?
So like, should we even be here?
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah. So you went to the hospital. You didn't have any fractures, right? It's like,
men aren't lonely enough
at all.
Wow.
So those are the things we'll talk about later. But Ambush, you gave the perfect segue there.
All right.
Did you not mean to? Because you don't have to.
I didn't mean to. But I think I know where you're going.
Did you happen to see? And this is going to be a much longer conversation. So I don't know when we'll do it, but we got to do a views.
Yeah.
One.
We got some views. We're backed up on views.
One Sean Carter, otherwise known as Jay-Z, otherwise known as Hove, otherwise known as Beyonce's husband.
Yep.
And Blue Ivy's dad.
Yep.
Did an interview with GQ. I don't know exactly what the rollout is for. I'm assuming an album is coming.
Yeah.
He has not made that statement. But what he said in the GQ interview was 2025 was the year of defense. And 2026 is the year of offense for one young Hove, Hove billionaire.
Yeah.
Old Hove the billionaire.
He even updated his...
went back to his original
spelling for the
font.
Name. Yeah. Font and everything.
Yeah, with the...
the little Johns above. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a name for that. I think it starts with a G.
Yep.
And John. It's not Gromit.
It's John.
John does not start with a G.
It doesn't.
Why would you say that? Why would you confuse people? Yesterday, in Washington.
Okay.
I'm driving to...
uh-huh.
I see a man with a Wawa sweatshirt.
Why was I going to guess a Wawa thing? I was like, really? You saw a Wawa? Really?
Yes!
Fabulous.
It was fabulous. I want the sweatshirt also. I was like, man.
Was it just the bird Wawa?
Yeah. Wow. It was just the logo. Like it.
Wow.
It was
perfect. That's fire.
But I was just like, in Washington? Mm-hmm. I mean, in Vancouver. I don't mean in Washington. The state's big. There's lots of places.
Right. In the Coove?
But specifically where... where my parents live, it feels very much like a small town. Not because it's like not busy,
right,
or populated. It's just I see everybody from their condo
everywhere else.
If I'm at Walgreens, so is that guy that lives at the condo. If I, you know what I mean? Yeah, like I yeah. see everybody everywhere.
Yeah, that's funny.
Anyway, so Jay-Z comes out. He's got a thing. J. Cole comes out. He's got stuff to talk about. A
series of interviews.
It's almost like he dropped an album.
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago, mm-hmm. and did zero press for that, and then was like, oh crap, you gotta do press?
Sit down with some people, sit down with some folks.
I should probably go have some conversations. I don't want to talk about Drake though. And then all he's talking about is Drake and Kendrick, and you know, I don't know, his brother's something. He went on camera. I'm not watching that.
Nothing to watch. Nothing to watch. Don't worry about it.
And then Usher. One Usher Raymond. Now, y'all might be like, Morgan, you just said that these people came out and had interviews. And you're right. So far, that's all I've said. Usher is in an interview for Forbes or something.
Yeah, I think so.
In which it did, for whatever reason, I'm not sure what he's got coming up and needs to be interviewed about. Outside of a Las Vegas, you know,
residency.
There. Like you working. Is there a new album? What is this press run for nothing? Anyway, they gave him the opportunity to explain why he loves Sean Diddy Combs so much.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, like I said, this is a much longer conversation to have, but the men are not lonely enough. The men are doing nothing but complaining out here, and then also siding with every loser dude and abuser dude.
Epstein too.
Oh, La Russell.
Yeah, it's really disappointing.
Adolf too.
It's really disappointing. In the Cameron interview, he asked J. Cole about the fight with Diddy that happened in the club, you know, speak on that. And
is this the one that Drake was involved with, or
I'm not sure.
Oh, this is the one J. Cole
and Diddy. I'm not sure on that. But Cole was like, you know, I was ready to talk about that, you know, not just here, but I was ready to talk about it, but I didn't want to, you know, kick him when he was down. I was kicking while he was down.
You know, it happened in 2013. What are you talking about? Kick him while he's down.
Here's the thing for me.
Did anybody care that he was kicking Cassie while she was down?
That's where I was going.
I'm sorry, Amber.
No. Not that specific instance. But this is the point, right? Kicking a person while they're down is an understandable statement. I get it. You don't want to kick a person when they're down. Why are we applying rules for people for monsters? When a monster is down, I think everyone has seen in movies, you don't take the break. You continue to kick them because you don't want that monster to get back up. I don't care about Diddy's feelings. Spare nothing. Spare nothing for this man. No. I want to kick him when he's down. What do you think that sends? What message does that send to your fans? What message does that send to someone like me who's on the fence of ever even listening to you again?
Oop.
I don't want to kick this monster of a person, this monster, while they're down. This person who fought to proclaim their innocence until the video dropped. We got to save this for views. But just like, come on, man. The Usher thing. And for Usher, it brought up the whole... Usher saying what he said about Diddy, it brought back the fact that he went to go see Russell Simmons.
exactly.
and do yoga with him. Exactly. And it's like, I never forgot that.
In Bali, where he is running to a place he won't be extradited. I'm talking Russell right. Simmons, not right. Usher. Where he won't be extradited for the sex crimes that he is alleged right. to have committed.
Shout out to Dibs. He said, even you.
Somehow I knew that was you, Dibs. And that, like, I had to literally, I read it and had to put my hands, both hands, over my mouth while Ambush was talking because I didn't want to interrupt. Even you.
Even you.
Sam, I'm so mad at LaRussell. This is just so, this is silly. Mad's the wrong word. I'm so disappointed. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting that off, Ambush. I do just want to give a little more context to the Usher thing. Usher says, you know, I'm not saying that every man is perfect, guys. I'm not saying that all of us don't have flaws. But I can't, with any sense of humanity, not recognize the valuable contributions this man made for us as Black entrepreneurs, for us as businessmen, for us as people who transition culture and ideas into something that's tangible and becomes business. So many people benefited from what he created.
Oh my God.
And I acknowledge that. What I hear is he is so amazing.
He is so good at business.
At capitalism.
He's such a good business guy. He's so good at businessing.
I can't look into those misrepresentations of him and his character.
Have you seen his business tree? Huh? Top notch.
This is
business. Usher, please.
Is it? What are you doing?
Please.
The men who continue to find inspiration in harmful men are consistently self-reporting.
Bruh, that's a way to put it. You're finding inspiration in harmful men.
Because what do you mean? I can't. In all humanity, recognize that I can't not recognize that he's really good at business. Be for real for once, please. Like, for once. You are talking about your humanity and how it would literally rip you to shreds if you were not able to say, this man is great at business? All while not at all acknowledging the fact that this person is on camera. You could not believe any of the rest of it.
Yeah.
But this man is on camera.
Yeah.
Beating a woman.
He's great at assault.
He's really great at assault.
Can you recognize that? Can you identify that?
Like, I cannot believe that the scales of legacy for this man is like, ooh, big boy boss energy or beat him up in hallways.
Yeah.
And I don't even have to look at that. I don't even have to think about it. I got to make sure this man gets credit for doing business. Are you going to even recognize all of the people that he stole from? Are you going to recognize the businessman that he is where he just robbed every artist he possibly could?
Right.
What about the...
That's the legacy?
That is the real legacy. The real legacy is this man wasn't a producer. This man was a... Hey, you should put... What I like this sample. What could we do with that, Stevie J?
There's something. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in New Haven, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. There's something very sinister in using the phrase kick a man while he's down for someone like Diddy.
Yes.
Or someone like R. Kelly or someone like Bill Cosby or
Epstein, Weinstein. Something really sinister about that. Right. But also, like, framing it as someone who something has happened to. Life has dealt this person an unfair hand. Yep. He's just down. So you mean to tell me that accountability is the equivalent of someone being down? Like, yes. Accountability, any form of
any
justice.
Any form of responsibility, taking responsibility for your actions in any way, down.
Man, he's hell. He's at a low point
right
now. Diddy's at a low point. Consequences? Wow. Wow.
This is a person who these things, they could be allegations to some. I watched too much of that trial. He kidnaps people. He breaks in houses. He blows up cars.
Right.
He holds people at gunpoint. He, again, robbed every artist that he signed.
For anyone that, like, might not understand the scope of that, for the amount of hits and the type of success that Bad Boy Records had,
boy,
to rob their artist, for him to rob the artist of their publishing, he handicapped so many families' chances at generational wealth. Period.
Period.
Like, he handicapped so, like, upward mobility. He clipped people's knees out from under them.
I you are not wrong, but mm-hmm. it is, don't go past the fact that they never had a shot so that he could have generational wealth.
Right.
They didn't have a shot. They died broke.
Yeah. So many of them.
Craig Mack died broke. Black Rob died broke. These are with nothing.
These are hit makers. These are hit
They're
makers.
The reason he had an entire reputation for being able to do what he did.
Yeah.
They died completely destitute. This is a person's legacy that must be protected? And for me, this is where I'm at. Usher cares more for Puff's legacy than Puff ever did.
Right.
Anybody out here saying, don't kick a man when he's dead, oh, don't do this. You care more for his legacy than he does.
Right.
Same thing for Jay-Z and J. Cole out here. Like, it's just so unfair what happened to Drake. As if Drake has no idea that he was a part of it, that he doesn't know that he started it, that he doesn't know that he's been pushing and prodding and egging that on. So to see the people who are actually talented, who are actually good at a few, you know what I'm saying? Like, champion the loser of a rap battle so much so that Jay-Z's like, should we even battle? I don't know, guys. It's getting pretty personal. I don't know, guys. Getting pretty, like,
Not you, sir. I can't wait to cover this on Views because I have a...
I need to be able to cuss.
Yeah. And I have a... Certainly. And I have a theory that what we're seeing here, the Drake campaigning...
Yeah.
It's based in colorism. And I'm going to expound upon that.
Nothing needs to be said to beat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe it, baby.
Mm-hmm. Dibs. Oh. Go ahead.
Dib said, businessry is now in my lexicon.
Billy Joe said, I saw the clip of the beating with that woman. That woman took, and it was shocking. Thank you both for enlightening me more with your discussion. Yeah. Shocking for sure. Supremely unsettling. And the immediate reaction for a lot of us was like, something has to be done now, especially again after the way he played in our face and said that no sort of thing never happened,
absolutely unequivocally didn't happen. Phil said, I think this is Phil.
Yeah, it's Phil.
I think Usher might be speaking to an audience of one to say something so dumb. It's a direct message to Puff, in my opinion.
Good point.
I fully agree. Well,
good point.
I mostly agree. Because things like this are campaigns. This is propaganda.
Yeah.
This is just...
Puff could have set the interview up.
Exactly. This is just trying to whitewash, you know, what has happened with him and what he's done. And I always, you know, that conversation of an audience of one, I think, is such an interesting thing to do when you can talk to that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can talk to Puff.
Yeah.
You don't need to have this conversation out loud with us.
You can say it directly to him.
You can say it directly to him. And what you're saying is that you love, respect, and cherish this man.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you say that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Say that to your bud. He's down bad, right? He's in prison. Write a letter.
Mm-hmm. He's got a stroke
of
bad luck.
Send him some JPEG.
You know? Stroke of bad luck for this guy.
Yeah, it's just nothing but, you know, hit after hit just with this one.
Down and out. Oh, the cards
just
he's been
keep
dealt.
Showing up. I just don't understand that outside of you're trying to get us to also feel that way. You want other people to go, yeah, he's really great at business. He made so many entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Look how successful Usher is. That's got to count for something. And it can count for something. It cannot count more than beat women in hotel hallways.
It can't. It can't.
And it can't count. What does it say about the businessman who shelves a woman artist for 10 years?
Right.
What's it say about that? Like, he was shelving artists. He was taking...
Left and right.
Left and right, but he was... Women very specifically that he didn't want anyone else in the industry to get to touch or something. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take her under my wing.
Parker right here.
I'm a Parker right here.
Parker,
I'm
going to
put you
right
here on this shelf. Sit here, baby. You're on a pedestal.
You're on Bad Boy.
You're on Bad Boy now. No album. No feature.
Mm.
All you do is... Freak offs now is a whole different, like the entire business model has changed.
Yeah.
We no longer really make hits. We do other things.
Right.
It just seems so ridiculous. Like who are the people in, what is Usher's wife saying? Like, what do you mean?
Mm.
You needed to jump out the window and say that today?
I in arguments with other men in the community, men in my circle, I've made it clear, like, we cannot erase the contributions that Bill Cosby made to our community, to the community at large. But that is a separate conversation. No one, as a matter of fact, no one is trying to erase what these men have accomplished. You guys are having a conversation
that no one else is having.
No one else is having. So if you can put that down long enough for us to be having the same conversation, that would be awesome. That would be great.
But they don't want to have the conversation. It is the same exact thing that LaRussell is doing right now.
Yeah.
You're having a conversation and you're going on interviews and telling everybody, answering questions like...
Ooh. That man is.
You are not having the conversation that your community is having with you, and you are refusing to do it. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The topics are different. The topics are different. I don't know how Jay-Z doesn't get asked the question of who was better in that battle.
Right.
What are the memorable songs for you? Do you remember Drake saying that, yeah, the Control verse was cool, but no one knows anything that it says? Like, there's, you don't rap it. Like,
right.
No one's going to really remember it. This is something that has been the hitch in his craw for his whole career. And he is able to say that kind of thing and have a conversation that nobody else is having. Be upset about things that didn't happen or that you shouldn't be upset about. And somehow he is a victim in a game he started.
And this happens because people don't challenge. They don't push back. They don't push back on these ridiculous false realities that not just these artists are creating, but the same thing with our politicians. We watch the exact same thing. I mean, it was things like this, especially around the Trump's first term, that really like catapulted me away from mainstream media, because all of the mainstream media outlets that we just depended on for our news for decades presented with an opportunity to ask very simple questions, presented with an opportunity to draw very like simple conclusions. Someone who lies this much is a liar by definition.
It's not hard.
But they would not call him a liar until it was like,
We've used every word for lie.
Every other word they could possibly find. And then finally, who was it?
Kellyanne, Alternative Facts?
No. Oh. I don't know why Tucker is popping in my head. It's not Tucker. It's, I don't know. I'll come back to it later. But definitely dude from CNN.
Oh, CNN?
Yeah.
You said Tucker. So.
I know, but I'm saying Tucker's name popped in my head. I mean, it's not that. I think the syllables what made Tucker pop in my head.
Wolf but, Blitzer.
I love Wolf Blitzer.
Okay. I don't know what part of the story you're going to. I don't know what's going on.
But finally, I heard him say it. Blonde dude. He's in the movies a lot. Whenever they cut to CNN, he's usually the correspondent that they have coming in.
Chuck Todd.
Oh, wow. You're bringing up some names I forgot. But anyways.
And none of them are right?
No.
Okay.
But he finally said, he called him a liar. And then the fact that he called him a liar was like, oh, ripples across media. And it was like, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? Not time for this. This non-belief in science has now went on to English? I can't stand this. Well, I'm not here for this foolishness.
Oh, man.
Like, come on, get out of here, man.
Real quick, good morning, AJ.
Morning, AJ.
I don't know who this one is.
Yeah, we don't know either.
Came in mid-convo. Did LaRussell blow it?
Boy, did LaRussell blow it.
Boy, is he trying to.
Yeah. With
all his might.
Definitely. Is it this Monday or was it last Monday we covered it?
I think it was this Monday.
This Monday. Definitely check out this Monday's show on the podcast. That is up. The video version is not up yet, but the audio version is definitely up. LaRussell, the move he made, I wouldn't have initially said he blew it.
Yeah.
It's all the responses and the way he's carried responding. The conversation since. He's blowing it big, big bad.
He's bigly. Responding as a, the arrogance is wild.
Yeah. He mistook a call in for a call out.
Yeah.
And he is misdirecting his angst and frustrations that he's had with people who've always doubted him and been his haters. He's misdirecting that to his fans.
Actual core audience.
And the thing about LaRussell fans are, because of the type of content LaRussell's been putting out and the music and just the collaborations, he has built a very supportive fan base that likes to be happy and enjoy life. Like, it's one thing, like, oh, I really like this person's music. They pick really good beats. No. You go to LaRussell when you're having a bad day and you want to smile about something. You want to detach from whatever is going on. And you hear his laugh and you see a video with him and some kids. And all of a sudden, it's like, man, sunshine on an atmospheric river day.
Right.
It really. So that's the type of connection he's created and type of community he's developed around his music and his artistry. He's talking to those people like they've always had it out for him.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like,
stupid.
Yeah.
And that we're stupid.
Yeah.
That we're, y'all don't get it. You're stupid.
Yeah.
If only you were as smart as me.
Thank you, Phil. Anderson Cooper. Thank you so much, Phil. That's exactly
what I was talking
about. Oh, my God.
Okay, you got me.
Sorry.
Phil, you're right, but he's been a silver fox since he was born.
It's true. Oh, yeah.
This says, Black Harlow is so happy LaRussell came outside.
That's Phil again. Yep.
It happened at the same time. LaRussell just hadn't responded so badly yet. He had just dropped the, my engineer told me not to put this out, but I'm gonna do it even, I'm gonna do it anyway, because, you know, everybody's heaven sent. The funniest thing to me is that he is, has this posture of, I'm the smart one, y'all are so stupid, but he cannot understand what even you're trying to say. This fake deep, like,
yeah,
everybody was created by God is what he's going for, but not everybody's sent from heaven, right? No. Like, that's not how that works.
No, sorry.
I don't think they tell you that.
Yeah, they don't.
So, like, you deciding that that's what it means does not make everybody else stupid.
No.
You're saying it wrong. And his entire point, for the folks that missed it, was God created everybody, even the bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the great people, the greats at everything, and then the awful people and the monsters. And isn't that wild? God created all of us. I mean, that's
Something to think about, you guys?
Isn't that really a thought experiment you want to travel down right now? Because I just thought of it. And so, obviously, no one's ever done that before. No one's ever thought of this. God, I feel so old.
It feels ludicrous to say it. It really does.
But the way that he was going about it is that, like, literally, my man had a high thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just...
Yeah.
You smoked the entire blunt, and then you were like... Bro, so Epstein's from heaven too, fam.
Right.
Like that, what?
Adolf and Donald too.
And then, but yeah, I should probably make a song about it because that's what LaRussell does. He's making an album a day, basically.
Yeah, he's pumping out music, man.
So, like, not shocking that you're going to have misses, but this kind of... you know, position and stance when you are literally, that was a call in. People were like, hey, come over here. Not right now.
Not right now. Don't Number say one, things like that right now.
This is not the point that you think you're making.
No.
Number no. two, there are, like, we just weeks ago, and I don't even know how many weeks that was, but like just weeks ago, there were victims of Epstein at that hearing.
Yeah.
An old girl wouldn't even turn around and look.
No. Not even. No.
So here you go, like, Epstein too. Adolf too.
A homie.
Everybody heaven sent.
A homie of mine, we were going back and forth under a post that showed one of the videos. And let's take the actual thing he said out of it, right? You have an audience. Your point as an artist is to cultivate, you know, love and adoration and maintain a wonderful relationship with your audience. If three out of the five people, you're going to do the representation of the audience here. If three out of five,
which is the majority.
The majority.
Not great at math, but I do know that.
Is saying, I understand what you're saying, but my feelings got hurt. Let's skew it in LaRussell's favor. If just two out of five said that, right? Shouldn't that be enough for you to say, you know what?
Let me take a beat.
Let's take a beat. Let's pause. Because it's not like, you know, you're President Trump and you're only president for MAGA. You're the president for everybody. This is your entire fan base. This is your, that much of your fan base has an issue with what you're saying. And you won't pause for a second.
And I'd venture to say that the rest of the fan base are children. So.
Right. You won't pause for a second to be like.
Maybe I got it wrong.
Maybe, you know. Instead, it's. When he was asked very clearly, do you think you handled any of that incorrectly? Would you do it all the exact same way? Man said, yeah. I would change nothing I did.
I gotta say, shout out to DJ Head. Shout out to Gina Views.
They tried.
Effective Immediately is their show. I love their
chemistry.
Their chemistry is fantastic. Gina Views is a fantastic voice. Like, She, I love her.
Yeah.
And she asked, like, you don't think you, do you think you handled this the right, or did you handle this wrong? He says, no. She says, at all. He's like, no. She's like, maybe in the response. He's like, no.
She just tried.
She kept going, okay, well, how about this part? He's like, no. DJ Head says, do you have somebody who can talk to you and tell you tripping when?
In
moments where you could be tripping. And he was like, well, first of all, Gina, hella funny, was like, his engineer.
His engineer. Everyone told him not to do it. Yeah.
But he's like, yeah. And he goes, all right, so what did that person say? And his response was, these people are stupid. And this is the thing that is going to get me every time. You telling your version of the story to your person who tells you what happened, or, you know, like,
right,
to give you the moment to do some self-reflection, your version of the story ain't going to be the story. Your version of the story is already biased, LaRussell. You're already saying these people don't get it. I'm an artist. You can't mess with my art. I can't change my art to make you comfortable.
Right.
And nobody's asking you to.
No one is asking.
That's the wild part. You are having a conversation no one else is having. You are answering questions no one is asking. No one is asking you to can even constrain yourself.
No, not at all. We're asking you to have some consideration for your audience.
That, but also, if this is the way, this is your move, this was, you were so moved, you had to say this, this is my art, there's a different way you respond to your audience when it doesn't hit.
Right.
Your art didn't land. That isn't everybody else, not all of a sudden, all these people who have always understood, all these people who have had no problem understanding what you were saying or what you were getting at are now all simultaneously stupid.
You're just stupid.
Oh, y'all just don't get it. Okay. Okay. Impossible for you to be wrong. That is the biggest red flag in the world to me. When someone says, I refuse to look at myself and my actions right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, big, huge, hard pass. I want no parts. That's enough for me.
Yeah, that's a huge red flag. That tells me what the future can hold.
That tells me what the future holds. It also gives me a glimpse into your past.
Yeah.
Because how do you, people who believe that don't treat other people well. On average, you know what I'm saying? In general. Right. So you may have some great interactions with this person. You may be Usher, who the only reason he apparently is an entrepreneur is because Diddy helped him do that.
Right.
Right? That means absolutely nothing to the grand scheme.
Morning to C's. C said, morning, fam.
What up, C's?
They're too busy drinking the Kool-Aid to speak out. And yeah, like you just said about Usher, that's pretty much it. Just, you know.
Oh, I fixed it.
Extreme businessery is it's gonna surpass everything. Phil said, I saw someone at Culture United last night. LaRussell apologized for the Wayne thing.
Yes.
When he had that right. Doubled down on the Epstein thing when he is misunderstanding Heaven Sent. But I'm happy with it all because it's all laughs. It is.
You know what? I didn't get to see Culture United in its entirety yet, but I did get to catch some of it. And that idea that he apologized.
Right.
For saying that Lil Wayne didn't have substance during a time. Like, it wasn't even like his whole career, he never rapped about nothing.
Right.
He was right about that.
Yeah, during a time when Wayne was ears deep in substance
abuse.
Yeah.
When my man is nothing but codeine, your body makeup was just activist.
Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't saying anything.
Yeah. You weren't sober. You weren't sane. You weren't here with us.
So LaRussell was right about that. At absolutely apologizes because he offended a man. I mean, that's my own mm-hmm. take there. And this, where it's like...
But I'm right about Epstein.
But I'm right about this. This is my art. You can't take it from me. I am an artist. This is my job. This is what I'm supposed to do. We reflect the times. Do you think you're doing that?
Bro.
Do you think right now is the time that we need to ask, should, you know, aren't all monsters?
Born from the same God?
Aren't all the
God?
Human monsters all coming from the same place as the human angels? Grow up.
You want Epstein survivors, you want to remind them in the moment while they're seeking justice and while they're watching their government hide, actively hide, and make escape routes for people who participated. Obfuscate. You want them to come to the realization and understanding that the same God that created them created their abuser. LaRussell, explain, like,
and for that's what?
Because that is the point you want to make.
Yes.
It's the point you're making that you think we're all missing. All of us are missing this huge reality-breaking idea. It's yeah. No one's heard of this before.
And now
that you've made that point, what's the rest of the syllabus looking like? What are we talking about here?
What's the use? What's the point? And then what? Now that you've said it, now that you landed, you got your art off. Now what? What was the point?
You know what it also
did
sounds
you
like?
Enlighten?
You know what it also sounds like? It sounds like a conversation here. One thing, definitely a high thought. The other thing it sounds like is this is a conversation he's had with someone he respects and doesn't want to back down on that point. Like, it sounds like...
Interesting.
Sounds like someone he respects. I'm not pointing any fingers. Someone he may have had lunch or dinner with expressed a point similar to this. Well, you know, at the end of the day, and he was like, I mean, you're right.
So this is what taking the meeting with Jay-Z instead of the $100,000 looks like.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do conspire about theories. And when you say something, that's the business read that I'm in. And when you say something like this and you refuse to back down, I'm thinking about what you and Dibs were talking about earlier. Was that Phil talking about audience of one? You're choosing not to back down despite what all your fans and followers are saying. A great majority of them anyway.
Yeah.
For who? Who was that statement for? Who was the initial statement for? Who was the audience for that?
I mean, legitimately would love to know.
Guys, you're going to catch a much meatier version of this conversation on Views of My Fiance. I think we got to find some time this weekend because we are backed up on subjects.
We are.
And I'm very excited to get this stuff off and get it to our audience. Music break? But oh, before music break, you got some upcoming events.
Oh, that yeah. So a couple of things. Healthcare for All Oregon is spending April doing town halls all over the state. If you are struggling at all, of how would that work? How would we transition into something like that? These town hall events are how you get information immediately and you get to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Right there on the spot.
Find some, if they don't have the information, you know, you can walk away with more than just hearing us tell you about it later.
Yeah, the pamphlet. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have every date, but the first one is in Portland, April 8th at PCC Cascade at the Moriarty Auditorium. PCC is on strike right now. So, you know, I don't know if that changes or not, but this is the kind of thing that a lot of folks just miss and then when it's time to vote on it, they're like, what do you mean healthcare for all?
This is my first time hearing about it.
Yeah. How would we do that? We need this. We need universal healthcare. Universally, but
yeah,
we understand that the current administration federally is looking to destroy every safety net that any person that is not, you know, a 50 to 100 millionaire up and up.
Right.
They're looking to destroy, and they're, the rebuilding that they want to do does not include us. And it doesn't include us being, having any sort of health care, having any sort of safety net.
Doesn't.
So shout out to those in the state that are trying to make this happen. And I definitely want to make sure that we are tuned in to at least the dates that, that are happening.
Give them that date one more time.
April 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Moriarty Morgan Auditorium, PCC Cascade. And that is the very first town hall for Healthcare for All Oregon. And this is just, you know, healthcare reform town halls that are trying to inform us and get us to know what's going on.
Come on, man.
And I have one more before we go to the thing. This Sunday.
Sunday.
It's going down, you guys.
I don't know if y'all have ever heard of this little event that happens one Sunday a month by one DJ Ambush and DJ Cliff, the No Request DJs.
Hey.
The Gentle Fellows are going to, and shout out to y'all, because sometimes, you know, there's a thing that people do and they're like, I love doing this party. And then that's just that.
Yeah.
And you guys continue to evolve and continue to add and continue to put stuff that's more meaningful into place.
Appreciate and, that. Thank you.
Yeah. It's been, you know, March has been the ladies edition because March is Women's History Month, and that's March the only time indeed that we listen to women rappers. Just kidding. Anyway, ladies first. It's happening.
Yeah.
The Rappin' Rappers.
Yep.
At White Eagle.
Yep.
6 to 9.
Yep.
This Sunday.
Yep.
White Eagle is on Russell? On North Russell. Russell.
North Russell.
What's not like to be confused with La Russell. It's North Russell. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it for now.
We're playing all the women MCs all night long from 6 to 9 p.m.
Bahamadia from 6 to 9. I saw someone the other day say, how come nobody really mentions Bahamadia when it comes to women rappers? And I was like, who doesn't mention Bahamadia?
Everyone mentions
Bahamadia. Now, I understand Bahamadia. This is, you know, we're reaching into our show our age card bag.
Yeah.
But everyone, that voice is too smooth. Is it, the flows are ridiculous. Like, I don't even know what she'd be talking about.
Right. That's not a name that you say, how come? Eternia. How come no one mentions Eternia when they talk about women rappers?
Listen, you're not going to talk about anybody from Philly and be like, you're just not putting them in the conversation.
Yeah,
like, I feel like Philly is most of the conversation.
Nah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Anywho.
All right, we're going to hop into a music break. This was a very exciting first half.
We've done no news.
And you know what?
Hope we don't get fired.
You're welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back to News to My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM. Join the conversation. Shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. Shout out to everyone that has been texting with us this morning. AJ, Phil, C's, Billy Joe, Dibs, Michelle, shout outs to y'all. The person who asked, I came in mid-convo, did La Russell blow it? Shout out to you as well.
Yeah.
And shout out to P-Town. Folks, show.
One of my girlfriends, shout out to Alyssa. Liz was like, is this going to ruin his career? When La Russell said whatever in the beginning. And I was like, I mean, it I don't know. But the way he's responding is not looking great.
Nah, it's not career positive.
It's not career positive. No. And it's just continued. I just don't understand. I am here for the I'm independent. I don't have a boss.
Yeah.
The audience is your boss.
Yeah.
Do keep that on the old brainal unit. Yeah. I don't have a boss. I get to do what I want. Maybe he doesn't have a PR person, although signing a distribution deal with Roc Nation, I think maybe you just get someone to tell you to shut up sometime.
Yeah, someone that tells you hop off your social media.
Right.
This is not it's not a good example of business tree, for sure.
No.
Not at all.
Now, we've got three different stories, Ambush, and it looks like you have potentially queued one up. I did, and I don't know.
I
you look mischievous right now.
I'm sorry. There is a story that I really, really want you to cover with the time that we have left.
Okay.
And it's definitely Take a Hike. It's definitely Take a Hike. Now, you may have something else queued up that you prefer to cover.
That's literally the one.
That's what you got on your screen?
Yeah.
Wow. You guys.
Symbiotic.
Just you know, boom. Oh, guys, if this is your first time hearing about this story, it's a big one.
All right, fiancés, this next story starts like a birthday trip. And then it turns into something straight out of Horror Organ. Shout out to Rudo.
Shout out to Rudo.
It's a nightmare.
This kind of follows the theme of the show, though.
It's almost like Morgan does something.
Men on some other ish.
A producer of a fantastic show.
Well, go the heck on.
You know, give me that flower. Oh my God, I'm my mom.
Women's History Month. Come on, let's go.
I love the gold star.
Liberated.
Okay. Mess and a half. So right now, there's an attempted murder trial happening involving a Maui doctor, an anesthesiologist named Gerhard Koenig, and his wife, Ariel Koenig, who just took the stand and walked the jury through what she says happened to her on her birthday.
On her birthday, fam.
Last year.
On her birthday.
So picture this. Sicily, 1922.
But last year.
March 24th. 2025. I don't know if y'all know this. Today's the 26th, 2026.
Right.
So literally a year ago, they're in Hawaii on Oahu doing a scenic hike along this cliffside trail. And please, every Pacific Islander, please do not hate me for mispronouncing, but I think it's Palipuka Trail. It's supposed to be a birthday trip. But Ariel says from the jump, she was uneasy. At one point, the trail gets steep, like cliff edge, one wrong move, and it's over type steep. And she tells him she doesn't feel safe going any higher. Eventually, they take a photo together near the edge anyway. A little couple selfie moment. And that's when everything shifts. She says she asked him to step aside so she could move away from the edge safely. And instead, he grabbed her. Not playfully, not joking, she said, he grabs her arms, starts cursing, and tells her to get back over here. And at first, she thinks he might be kidding. Very quickly, it becomes clear he is not. She says he starts pushing her towards the cliff. So what does she do? She drops to the ground.
Good job, Ariel.
Grabbing onto trees and shrubs, literally anchoring herself so she doesn't go over. And now we're in a full struggle. He climbs on top of her. And this is where it gets more disturbing. So if you already thought that I said some weird stuff, you know, earmuff the babies. She says that he pulled out a syringe. A reminder that he's an anesthesiologist with a syringe on a remote hiking trail at the cliff's edge. Mm. And he tells her to hold still.
Bruh. I'm sorry. Hold still. So you can put me under? So you can push me over?
Fam.
Hold still? No.
So now She's fighting for her life in every way possible. She's screaming, biting, grabbing, doing whatever she can to stop him. And he's telling her, shut the up. Nobody's going to hear you. No one's coming to save you.
That's nasty.
That's that intention. That's
real nasty.
Yeah. That's not confusion. That's not panic. That is full blown. That is a person thinking that they are in control of the entire situation. So she tries something else and she starts talking about their kids. She tells them, if you do this, our kids will be orphans. And for a moment, she says that he pauses like it might have meant something. But then he picked up a rock and starts beating her in the head with the rock repeatedly.
So he had to do that because she wouldn't hold still. And in her not holding still, the syringe broke.
Yeah.
So now he's like,
crap.
What am I going to do?
That was my weaponry. She ends up with severe scalp lacerations. There's a significant scar. And the only reason this story doesn't end differently is because somebody did hear her. Two hikers nearby heard the screaming. One of them called 911. And the moment he realizes they're not alone, she said that he froze. And that was her opening. She crawls away, bleeding, slowly, finds those hikers, and they help her down the trail.
Did you see the footage of that?
Her getting help down the trail?
Yeah, well, getting gauze. I think the hikers end up being nurses. They were on a hike together.
They were nurses. And a lot of hikers, especially on more dangerous trails, have, you know, a solid first aid kit with them because, you know, you roll an ankle or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They were on it immediately. I was happy to see that.
In the 911 call, those hikers are saying they see a man trying to kill a woman whose face is covered in blood. Mm. Now, I know right now, fiancés, you're like, well, what's he saying? He's pleaded not guilty. His defense is claiming self-defense, saying he thought she was trying to push him off the cliff first. And that's why he struck her with the rock. And now that's what the jury is going to be asked to sort out, I suppose. But back to the context, because this didn't come out of nowhere. Ariel testified that about 3 months before this happened, he found out she had been having what she called an emotional affair with a coworker. Mm-hmm. They had begun going to counseling, trying to repair things. And from the outside, she says it looked like they were making progress. But clearly something was still brewing under the surface. There are reports tied to this case suggesting extreme jealousy and even allegations of ongoing abuse leading up to this moment, though those details are still being examined in court and they're still, you know, that other layer, though, the morning of the attack, he gave her a birthday card. And in court, when his attorney showed her that card, that's when she broke down. And honestly, like, please imagine that. You start your birthday with a card from your husband and end it fighting for your life on the side of a cliff with the same person. So she's alive because she fought back. That getting low to the ground is how she's alive.
Heck yeah.
I'm going to, you know. And she bit his genital.
Amazing survival instinct.
Yeah.
Just getting that low to the ground so you can't be moved.
That's the.
Yeah. And then bite whatever you can get your teeth on. Yep. Seriously. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah. Just, this isn't baddies.
No.
You know, no biting on baddies.
Yeah.
But definitely bite if somebody is trying to throw you off the cliff.
That's harrowing.
Yeah, she's alive because she fought back and because someone heard her and helped her.
Yeah.
There were two women that heard her screaming and didn't decide that wasn't their business.
Right.
He's on trial for attempted murder, and the jury has to decide, was this self-defense like he claims? Or was this a calculated attempt to make sure she never made it off that trail?
The amount of fear that women live with as like a base level, just, you know, normalcy in this society, I can't even begin to fathom. And I want to say a follow up to that statement, men, that's not where it's supposed to stop. Saying, I can't imagine how hard it is. While that's true, the next thing for you to do is to inquire. Okay? It's not enough to say, oh, you guys have it so horrible. I can't imagine what it feels like to be a woman. Stop trying to imagine and have more conversation with women about abuse.
But then also believe them when they tell you the story, because right. Don't go, man, y'all call anything abuse.
Right. And then turn around and have that conversation with other men. Because this man attempted to remove his wife from this plane of existence. And if he was successful in doing so, he was just going to hike back down that trail, go back home to his kids, and pretend to be heartbroken.
A widower.
There was literally nothing I could do in that moment. She just slipped. And I'm just so, you know, we gotta be strong. That's what she would want right now.
Oof.
He gave her a birthday card. The fact that you did this on her birthday.
Fam.
This is, oh boy.
I have so many issues because on Monday we were talking about, I told this story of Chris Rock giving Nia Long a fake number. Nia Long, y'all. Chris Rock gave Nia Long, they went on a date. He gave her a fake number because she said something on the date that gave him the ick. And he was like, absolutely not. This lady is for the streets. I want no parts. And instead of him being able to say, it's been wonderful. Great night, great dinner.
Don't think we connected.
Don't think that we connected. Would love to be friends. Don't want to be friends. You don't have to, I mean, whatever the thing, right? But he couldn't do that. So he just gave her a fake number and then ghost her. As if you're not going to see her again in the teeniest, tiniest little industry that is Black Hollywood. But that's a later for another day.
It's Nia Long, you guys.
Yeah, none of this makes sense.
I'm giving her my number, and I'm giving your number as my Please. Emergency contact.
Yes. I'm your reference. I'm your contact. Like, what? In case of an emergency?
If you can't get me, hit Morgan.
Yeah. I'll make sure he hits you right back. You're Nia Long. Anywho, what was my point?
You
couldn't just communicate, right? You couldn't just say, this didn't work.
Yeah.
Here's this husband who feels, he has lots of feelings about this woman having what she calls an emotional affair. When Ambush brought me the headline of this, it was like, I guess he saw some flirty messages between her and a coworker.
I said her work husband.
Her work husband, yeah. Yeah. And I guess that's immediately how I thought of it. And it wasn't like emotional attachment to that person. Although I do understand that that happens and people do. Not saying that doesn't happen.
Without crossing the line, too.
That said, yeah, absolutely. That said, this sounds like the kind of man who you can't have an emotional connection with. So you're going to find it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, not even looking to just the nice person who talks to me and treats me like a person at work. All of a sudden. You know, like, you're not a person who's taking care of her emotionally. I can tell you that. If your thought at any point is, I should kill her.
Yeah.
You are not taking care of her emotionally. You're not taking care of you emotionally.
She's in a deficit for sure.
But so you can't communicate, sir. You guys are in counseling. You're in, there are tools at your fingertips to say this didn't work. There are tools at your fingertips to say, I want the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we're getting a divorce. You ruined our family.
I gotta get away from you.
You gotta get away from you. You have the ability to do that.
Instead,
you're like, let's go on a hike. I'm gonna push her off the cliff.
Right.
I'm also gonna bring some anesthesia just in case she gets wily.
Quick question, sir. Was your thought that because people fall off cliffs every day, that they wouldn't do any type of
investigating
to see what was in her system? Maybe she was intoxicated. Maybe what caused her to be unsure footed?
Maybe the anesthesiologist knows
how much she used and it just disappears or something.
Well, that doesn't show up in a toxicology report.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put him away. Yeah. Put him away. Under. Listen, guys. You guys, you've heard me say this over and over again. You know, one of my baby steps in the abolitionist journey. It's getting hard for me. It's getting hard. The more and more monsters are being revealed, and just it's getting hard for me to figure out a humane place to put people who do not participate in humanity. It's getting tough. It's getting tough, you know?
It's getting hectic.
It's getting kind of hectic.
Sorry.
That was so good. That was so good. Oh, I'm all in the song now. That was so great. You're so good at that.
What I just want to say before we move on from that one is just how violent that is.
Very.
And how, like I said, the way that his attorney is questioning her and that idea that, like, well, you didn't have any fractures, right? So I guess because my cheekbones are still intact, even though I've been hit in the face with a rock, but I have, you know, nothing but black eyes, lacerations all over my scalp. You're hitting her on the top of her head with a rock. Like, what? And they're just, you know, her or his attorney is just sort of like, I mean, did you even get hit?
You look good.
You look pretty good.
All right. Healed up pretty good.
Doesn't look like you had to have any, you know, reconstructive surgery or anything. So was it actually that bad? Or like, did you fall and scrape your face?
The emotional trauma of being up that high, being that scared, and the one person that you're with that you would think would take care of you, the person you've married, the person that you are supposed to be able to trust the most, attempting to take advantage of that particular situation to kill you. And now you have to sit on a stand across from this person. Like, it doesn't matter what happens to him, what the ruling is. What she has been through, asking someone's mind or someone's, like, spirit to just walk that off, having that expectation is ridiculous. That's the type of trauma that should understandably affect this person for the rest of their lives, and everyone should be able to be like, well, her husband did try to kill her on her birthday. So, on her birthday vacation. So maybe we cut her some slack. You know,
it's just a little birthday hike.
You're listening to X-Ray FM and KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Halen, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Phil said, dudes be cowards. And thank goodness she was a fighter. Yes, very true. Phil, go ahead.
I was going to say, Phil also said that his rap name is fill in the blank.
Yes.
And I, again, second time, had to cover my mouth when I read it because Ambush was talking and about something serious, so I couldn't.
Oh, Phil.
I got to stop reading these texts when you start talking. Phil, fill in the blank is hilarious.
Phil also said, I'm giving Nia my social security number.
Fam! Yeah.
And this is what I'm saying.
I'm giving me along my everybody's social that I've ever even known. Mom, what's yours? She needs it.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen.
You can have anything you want.
Here's my Hotmail. Are we friends on MySpace?
Which I believe is now Outlook.
Yeah.
You know, like, but
what are we doing? What?
Chris
Brown. I cannot. I literally cannot. You said Chris Brown. It was
I thought I said Chris Rock. Oh, okay. I thought Chris Rock and said Chris Brown. Chris Rock.
The different abuser.
Yeah.
You know?
Ugh.
And when will we just step off of that? You know, when are you going to give that young man a chance to show you he's the best entertainer since Michael Jackson?
You know something? There's a lot of talk about men being abusers, you know? And maybe, dial back a little, Morgan.
I wonder
if
they could dial back the abuse.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, I would be happy to stop talking about it if we stopped needing protection from the men who are saying they're protecting us.
Right.
You know?
Oh, patriarchy.
Oh, so fun.
Mm. Guys.
So cool.
We covered one news story today.
We did it.
But this is an amazing show. I feel really good about it.
I had a ton of fun.
Yeah. Tons of fun. Tons of fun.
I don't know. I do want to, you know, we said it in earlier in the show, but there are a couple of dates that matter.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant to ask AJ. Food Pantry still up and going on spring break?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. Very good point.
Hopefully she responds. This is an answer I should already have the answer to, and I'd like to apologize.
Sorry.
But I do, I'm trying to get a, you know, throw dates and reminders in here so that we are just a little, you know, you get some, a little more than our opinion. Again, this coming Sunday.
Booyah.
You know what it means. It's No Request, baby. DJ Ambush, DJ Cliff, the No Request DJs, spinning all of the rapping ladies.
Yeah.
I was going to say all night, but really it's from 6 to 9.
Yeah.
Which is the best amount of time on a Sunday night.
I'm telling you, get home at a respectable time. Go back to your family.
And then you decide, you know,
friends.
Do I even have a Monday now or am I about to do the turn up?
Right.
You know?
And for anyone that hasn't been, it is not a party. I want to be clear. This is a listening experience. We all, it's a social event.
Gathering.
It's a gathering. You know, so don't worry about, don't you people
you don't need
bump
your
up
heels
against me.
Unless you want them.
Yeah. You know, it's not
there a is dancing.
Traditional party. Yeah.
Shout out to Brooke.
Some joints come on.
I miss you, Brooke.
Brooke and the whole squad. Yeah.
I haven't been to a nerd request in a while, and I blame those folks at Jonestown.
Yeah.
And I am hopeful. My fingers are crossed.
Fingers are crossed Sunday.
There.
Yeah.
But as you are my relief at night for my parents, I don't know that I get to do that, but we will see.
True.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I did do a cool thing.
Yeah, you did.
And I don't get to do those very often right now. Shout out to Benchmark PDX.
They're awesome.
They are awesome. Rob wanted some devotional candles from Infamous Items. That's me. And I was able to eke out some new beauties for Women's History Month.
Yeah, yeah.
Specifically, he wanted Black women in music. And he wanted certain folks.
Right.
So we have a Cowboy Carter, a new Dochi, Sister Nancy, Bam Bam, SWV, and SZA. And there are more coming soon. And I'll be getting new stuff to 503 Records in Beaverton soon.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you like devotional candles and stuff that aren't actual religious entities, those are there. They're out and about.
AJ said there is no pantry this week. Spring break, back next week.
I'm so happy I didn't say everybody go.
Right.
Thank you, AJ.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank y'all again for every single thing that you do, because we can't make it without.
Yeah.
And EGC has been continuously a part of this community and building community and taking care of community in ways that unfortunately the needs just get bigger.
Just filling the gaps for the government.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Today's show was made possible by One Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush, podcast editor Kyle G, Visual Audio. Thank you again for your text and participation this morning. Kept it lively, kept it fun, hilarious. The songs, the playlist will be updated.
Golden Brown.
And whatever I take you out with. Don't let the individual distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for Tom Hartman, and we will catch you Monday night from 6:30 to 8:30 on the YouTubes.
Bye.